Romans 10 and the 17th verse is our text tonight. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As is often the case, and it certainly is one of the benefits of a regular ministry, one minister ministering over a congregation, one message builds upon another, one message ties in with another. And that will be the case this evening. The theme that we'll take up in the gospel tonight will tie in very clearly with the subject that was dealt with in the service this morning. We're thinking tonight of the theme of saved by faith alone. And pray the Lord might write that message in hearts. Pray that that message in itself will be carried all across the land, that men and women would understand no other way to heaven, no other way to be saved other than by faith alone in Jesus Christ. There was a man many years ago, Robert Sandeman, who lived in the 18th century. He was a Scottish independent minister, and he was influenced, and sadly it was a bad influence that came upon his life, but he was influenced by his father-in-law, his wife's husband, and his name was John Glass. It's a warning to us, all the influence that we have upon those around us, especially those that are nearest to us. This man, Robert Sandeman, he was responsible for introducing a false doctrine into the Church of Jesus Christ. A very dangerous false doctrine. And it was a false doctrine that has been and continues to be used to damn precious souls, to deceive men and women, and to lead them astray in the great matter of salvation. It became known in those days, I'll show you in a moment or two, it's known in our days in different ways, by different terms, but it became known in those times as Sandemanism. Martin Lloyd-Jones, if you're interested in the great Welsh doctor, and if you have some of his books, especially the books that he brought, or the messages that he brought at the Puritan conferences in Westminster Chapel many years ago in London, he deals with this matter. He deals with Robert Sandeman and Sandemanism in one of those addresses, and I encourage you to read a little further on it yourself. But it spread widely, and good men greatly used, men such as the great Welsh preacher Christmas Evans, came under the influence of Sandemanism for a time. It was said that it had a deadening and a freezing effect upon his ministry during that particular period. And Sandemanism has a dangerous and a very defective view of faith. That is the actual false doctrine or heresy that it introduced. It is the idea that faith is nothing more than an acceptance of the historical facts of the gospel, an intellectual belief. It's only merely believing that the Bible is true, merely believing that Jesus lived and died and rose again. And that is good, men and women. We live in a day of wide on belief all across our land, wide on belief of biblical and spiritual things. It would encourage us greatly if more people in our land believed the Bible, believed the facts and the truths that are taught within it. It is good to believe those things, but that is not saving faith, men and women. And I want to warn you of that. I want to warn you that you will be lost, and lost for all eternity, if that is what you're trusting in for salvation. I want to say to you tonight, plainly, men and women, that believing the facts of the Bible won't save you. Do you remember what James said in his epistle? He said that the devils believe? Well, what do the devils believe? The devils believe the facts of the gospel. They believe the facts that are recorded in the scriptures. The devils believe that there is a God. But remember that they're not saved. And remember they can't and they won't be saved. So don't you be deceived tonight. Don't be deceived. This, men and women, is a lie. It's a false hope. And it's a ploy of the devil to bring many souls down to hell with him. And I want to stress that that idea of Sandemanism is nothing new. It's a dangerous doctrine that has blighted the church at various times. I'm sure you've heard of in the United States of America in recent years, but it's a controversy that has raged on for many years, known as easy believism. It's the same idea as what Robert Sandeman taught. You put up your hand, you sign a card, and you're saved. Now, those methods can be used in gospel meetings. Those methods can be used in evangelism. But the danger comes when people think that just simply by doing those things, they are saved. It needs to be explained, you see, that those things in themselves don't save you. You think of the Alpha course that is so prevalent in our land in the last 10, maybe to 15 years. A lot of people have been drawn into it. Well, it is based upon the same defective view of faith. The Alpha course, now, listen carefully. The Alpha course teaches you the facts of the gospel, the facts of his birth and of his life and of his death and of his resurrection and of his coming again. And it says if you believe the facts that you're saved, you've experienced God's salvation. That, men and women, is not the gospel. That is not what the Bible means when it speaks of faith. You think of what we read a little earlier in this chapter. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart. Notice the word heart, not in your head. Many people believe the things in their head, but it's not a heart work. They don't believe in their heart. And that is the all essential thing, men and women. So we're going to look a little tonight at saved by faith alone. Some truths taught in the scriptures, particularly here in the chapter before us about faith. Think of the meaning of faith. The text says, faith cometh by hearing. Now, simply put, faith is a personal trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. One of the questions those men asked me this morning in the study at home before we left, could I give them some other words in the Bible for faith? That is one of the key questions that they're exploring in these programs, our particular view of faith. I pointed out to them that in the Bible, the word faith has two meanings. The doctrine of faith. The doctrine of faith is all the teaching in the Bible about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jude spoke about contending for the faith, he was talking there about the doctrines of the Bible, all about the Lord Jesus. And we're to contend, we're to stand firm for those truths. But the Bible also, when it talks about faith, means what is generally known as the grace of faith. And that's what you exercise when you come to Jesus Christ in salvation. You exercise the grace of faith. You put your trust in Christ. And I say to them when they ask that question, other words in the Bible for faith, there's believe. We looked at it this morning in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The word trust as well is used in the Bible. You remember Ruth, it says, under whose wings thou art come to trust. So simply put, men and women, faith is a personal trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. A Christian is one who is trusting in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and for the saving of their soul. So I want you to see that. Faith is trusting in Christ for salvation. Trusting entirely in him, in his merit, in his blood, in his righteousness, and in his finished work. Remember that little acrostic we used this morning? It's a very good one. It's a good one to use to teach to the children in your home and the children that you teach in the church. Forsaking all, I trust him. And you need to forsake everything else, men and women, and forsake everyone else, and simply trust Christ to save you and to take you to heaven. The great Scottish preacher, Thomas Chalmers, he had a lady in his church that couldn't understand what it meant to believe. Even sitting for a long time, many years under his ministry, she just couldn't understand, couldn't grasp what it meant to believe. Thomas Chalmers took the time to go out to the home, pastorally, to call with the dear lady, to visit with her and to speak with her personally about the issue of her soul. On the way to the house, not far from the front door of her cottage, he had to cross a stream. And across the stream there was just a slender little plank. And he was a wee bit apprehensive. You can imagine, a windy day, a lot of water below him, the weakness of this plank. He was apprehensive about going across it. And the woman was standing at the front door of her cottage, and she saw the preacher coming, and she cried out in the Scottish accent and the Scottish dialect, "Can you not lippen to the bridge?" And what she meant was, "Can you not put your full weight down on that wee bridge or on that wee plank?" And Chalmers, whenever he got into the house, he used that incident. He used the words that the woman had spoken herself. He used it to illustrate and to bring the gospel home to the heart of that dear lady. He said to her, "Can you not put your full weight on Christ? Can you not put your full trust in him for salvation?" And through that little incident, her eyes were opened and her heart was opened. And as a result of that, she grasped the meaning of believing. And she was converted to Christ in salvation. And I want to urge you tonight, men and women, don't just believe about Christ. The Bible says, notice the words carefully, the words that were our text this morning, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." You're to put your full weight, your full trust upon Christ, in Christ today for your salvation. So the meaning of faith. Think as well of the method of faith. It says faith cometh by hearing. You know, it's vital. Can I stress it to you, underline it tonight? If souls are to be saved, they need to hear the gospel. Never forget that, men and women. That is why the work of those that are involved in the sound and the recording ministry of any church is so vital. One of the most important things when people come to a meeting is that they can hear the things that have been said. And even the ministry, as the recordings go out into the community, so that others can hear the gospel too. Faith cometh by hearing. You see, men and women, faith is produced in the heart or life of a person when they listen to the word of God being preached. A little earlier in the chapter, as we read down it, Paul said, "How shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard?" Isn't it clear, men and women? You can't believe the gospel. You can't put your faith in Christ until you've heard it. You need to hear the word, and you need to hear of Christ. And remember, of course, that is missionary implications. Think of multitudes to the end of the earth that still haven't heard the word of God, still haven't heard the gospel. The little verse we sometimes repeat, untold millions are still untold. Does that weigh upon your heart tonight, men and women? The vast numbers of people to the ends of the earth that still haven't heard, still don't know the word of God, still haven't heard of the love of Christ. It was Oswald J. Smith, who was a great missionary statesman himself, that said, Why should you hear the gospel twice when others haven't even heard the gospel once? How shall they believe? Young people in the meeting tonight, may you take that upon your heart. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? May the Lord challenge you, speak to you, call you to go forth to the ends of the earth to tell others of the Saviour. But it's vital, men and women. It's vital you bring your loved ones to the meetings. It's vital that you give them the recordings of the gospel preaching. It's vital that you witness to them if you want them to be saved. Because the reality is, they need to hear God's word. This is God's method of producing faith in their heart and in their life. And can I stress to you tonight, men and women, that they can't hear too soon. They can never hear too young. Doesn't the Bible say of Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures? And the word that's used for child there, it is the idea of from his infancy, from his earliest days, from he was an infant, he had heard and he had known the Holy Scriptures. Did you know that a Muslim, when a child is born, the first thing that they whisper into that little Muslim child's ear is these words, that Allah is the only God and Muhammad is his prophet. They waste no time in starting to teach that little one the truths and the doctrines of Islam. And so it ought to be with us, men and women. We should waste no time in repeating the words of Scripture in the ears of our little ones. I remember Dr. Paisley saying when Lydia, his first granddaughter, was born, he took her up in his arms and he repeated, just whispered into her ear. And he kept on doing it over the weeks and months that followed. He whispered into her ear the words of John 3:16. Be in no doubt, men and women, children cannot hear the word of God too soon. And that hearing is the method that God uses in producing faith in the heart of those that are without Christ. Remember, men and women, it's a great blessing. Can I underline that to you tonight? It's a great privilege to have heard the word, to have heard the gospel. You think, men and women tonight, of how many times, how many years you've sat and you've heard of Christ, and think of the fact of how careless you've been and that you're still unconverted, still without the Saviour. I pray the Lord may challenge you tonight as you think of how blessed, how privileged you have been and been able to hear, to come to meetings like this and to hear so regularly the word of God and be told the way to heaven. That's the method of faith. One other thing I'll mention tonight, the must of faith. Faith, men and women in Christ, is a must if you ever hope to be in heaven. And I want, with God's help, to impress that upon your heart. This is God's way of salvation. And being no doubt, it is God's only way of salvation. There is none other, men and women. Do you remember what Mark records in his gospel? He that believeth not shall be damned. Couldn't be clearer. It couldn't be made more plain, men and women. Without faith, you'll be lost. Without faith in Christ, your soul will be damned in hell. You may be brought up in a Christian home. You may be good living, maybe a church goer. But if you don't trust Christ, you'll perish. And you'll perish forever. You think of this. Who did John say in the book of the Revelation would be cast into the lake of fire? The lake that burneth with fire and brimstone forever and forever. Do you remember the list that he gave? Do you remember who the list begins with? The fearful and the unbelieving. Get a hold of that tonight, men and women. Unbelief is a sin that will take you to hell, that will take your soul to a lost eternity. You're saved by faith in Christ. You're saved by faith alone. The Bible says, only believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is the one thing, men and women, that is needful. And I want to plead with you and urge you tonight to trust Him. And to trust Him just now, just at the end of this gospel service this Sabbath evening. There's an interesting story with this. I'll finish. Mr. Moody was holding meetings in St. Louis back in 1880. The papers, as they were wont to do in those times, the Globe and the Democrat in St. Louis, they published Mr. Moody's sermons in full. What an opportunity that was. One of the headlines in the paper was how the jailer was caught. And a copy of that newspaper made its way into the prison. There was a man in the prison in St. Louis at that time, a notorious burglar by the name of Valentine Burke. And he saw that title, how the jailer was caught, and it referred to Philippi. But he thought it was Philippi in the state of Illinois. He had had a run-in on one occasion with the jailer there. And he wanted to see what end the jailer in the state of Illinois had come to. So he took up the paper and he began to read. He was a little disgusted, of course, when he found out it was one of Mr. Moody's sermons. He threw it down, but then a little while later he lifted it again. He was anxious just to read a little further. But you know, men and women, the thing that he couldn't get away from, the thing that he couldn't forget, was the text of Scripture that Moody preached on. God burned it into his heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Lord used that text to bring that man to the Saviour. And I want to end today somewhat in a similar way to what we began it. Is your soul saved, men and women? There's maybe someone here in the meeting, and the inquiry has gone up from your heart, what must I do to be saved? Well, I pray the Lord might burn that text into your heart today as well. You need to believe. Faith cometh by hearing. You need faith, men and women. You need to put your trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation. May the Lord give you grace to do it even now. Let's sing 289.